Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
Oh, you know we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies. Those strategies for living.
Yes,
so are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Man, I am ready today.
I knew you would be. Hey, folks, hope you're ready to welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. Lauren, would you agree with me that we have an epidemic of loneliness and depression?
Absolutely.
Would you agree with me?
There's no doubt. And I can't argue that one.
You know, for a long while, we've been searching for a solution.
Sure.
You know?
Or solutions.
Or for solutions,
yeah.
Yeah. But maybe we've been looking in the wrong place.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we haven't turned to grandmothers.
Mm.
Maybe
such
in
wisdom
fact,
there, right?
In fact, 14 grandmothers.
Yeah.
And these 14 grandmothers have inspired a mental health revolution. Mm. Our life strategist today is Dr. Dixon Shibanda, and he's got a book, a brand new book out from New World Library called The Friendship Bench.
Right.
It's how 14 grandmothers inspired a mental health revolution.
Yeah.
Dr. Shibanda lost a patient to suicide, and he began soul searching, a soul searching journey that eventually led to a mental health care revolution. He's only one of six psychiatrists in all of Zimbabwe, which is a country that's been traumatized by conflict for decades.
Right.
And Shibanda, he quickly realized that millions there were suffering from mental illness with no hope of receiving care.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to tell us the story of the Friendship Bench and this wonderful work he's doing.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's more than a book. It truly is a movement. And it hits pretty close to home here, right?
I think so.
We might have a bench down a couple hours from us.
I think you're right. Dr. Dixon Shibanda, our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back with him. Folks, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Dr. Dixon Shibanda, our life strategist today, here on Strategies for Living. Man, do we have a story to tell.
Catch the rhythm, feel the time. Radio Mind and body, spirits free. Living life in harmony.
And welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now Dr. Dixon Shibanda. He is a professor of psychiatry at the University of Zimbabwe and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. He's the director of the African Mental Health Research Initiative. He's written about his work for The Guardian and LA Times and spoken to audiences at the World Economic Forum, the Aspen Ideas Festival, and the TED Women Conference. He's got a new book out from New World Library. It's called The Friendship Bench, How 14 Grandmothers Inspired a Mental Health Revolution. Dr. Dixon Shibanda, welcome into Strategies for Living.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm really honored.
We are honored for you to be here, sir. Okay, so let's begin with the friendship bench. I'm intrigued already. I've intrigued myself with the introduction. How did this all come to be, and particularly into the book form that I'm holding up here on the radio so people could see it? This friendship bench project that you write about, how did this start?
Well, it started really in response to a tragedy, the loss of a patient of mine who took her own life by suicide.
Right.
Erica was her name. You know, when Erica's mother called me, you know, to tell me that Erica had taken her own life back home, you know, she hung herself from a mango tree in the family garden. You know, this was somebody who had been my patient for just over 2 years.
Right.
And you know, what really struck me about Erica's death was that both her parents knew that she needed help, and Erica herself knew that she needed help, but they couldn't get to the hospital where I worked. Because
right.
they didn't have the equivalent of 10 US dollars to get her onto a bus to come to the hospital.
Wow.
And that really left me traumatized. And that was really the beginning of this soul searching journey, because I realized I had to find a way of taking mental health out of the hospital and into the community.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. And so grandmothers. It's both a revolutionary, but it's also beautifully simple. Why grandmothers?
Well, grandmothers, because, you know, in my part of the world, when I started this journey, I thought it was just in my part of the world. But we'll get back to that. So when I started this journey, in my part of the world, grandmothers are, you know, the custodians of local culture and wisdom.
Yeah.
And they are rooted in their communities. And they are amazing listeners and storytellers. And that's really why grandmas, but interestingly, I found over the years, as we replicate the friendship bench in different parts of the world, including in the USA, that commonality is sort of cross-cutting. It's across cultures, across countries. Grandmas are such a useful resource that we need to be tapping into the world over.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm not sure that we haven't in the United States that we haven't lost ground, if you will, in understanding the importance of what you're saying, Dr. Shibanda, you know, with you know, assisted living facilities and nursing homes. I'm afraid that we may be warehousing.
I think we totally dishonor, the resources that they hold.
Absolutely.
Yes, which is a tragedy, because, you know, if you think about it, think about, you know, someone who has lived for decades, someone who bears, you know, the scars of life, with grace and dignity. Those people are such a resource.
Yeah.
I always say we all need that older, sagacious friend who's seen and done it all to help us through the challenges that life has for us all. And this is really one of the reasons why Friendship Bench seems to resonate with a lot of people across cultures, you know.
Mm-hmm. How has your perspective about the wisdom of elders changed through the experience?
Well, you know, when I first started this journey, I thought I was bringing knowledge to the grandmothers. I thought I was educating them about mental health. I was completely wrong, you know, because here I was, you know, wearing my hat as a psychiatrist and really trying to use the DSM-5, you know, this,
right.
the sort of the Bible that we use in psychiatry to make diagnosis.
Right.
And the grandmas were like, no, what we need to be doing here is leaning into people's stories, because every human being has a story. And as human beings, we connect through stories. And once we connect through those stories, that's truly when healing begins. They taught me not to focus on the diagnosis, but to focus on the human story. And that in essence is what Friendship Bench is about. You know, it's about creating space for people to share their stories, creating space for people to feel comfortable with being vulnerable. Because when we are comfortable with being vulnerable, that's when healing truly begins.
So those grandmothers and that bench, in effect, held space for people to come, share their stories.
Be and seen and heard.
Most important, be seen and heard. Wow.
Exactly. That's what it is. In fact, our first level training at Friendship Bench, you know, which is derived from observing the grandmothers over a decade, you know, is all about creating what we call the therapeutic alliance, how to use nonverbal communication, how to use eye contact, how to use empathy as a tool, you know, and we focus a lot on expressed empathy, which is the ability to make people feel respected and understood. How do you use silence as a tool? You know, that is sort of the essence of our level one training. Our training goes through to level three, but that level one is so powerful because it connects people, and all of that is done through stories.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the three primary pillars of the therapy that the grandmothers provide are opening the mind, uplifting, and strengthening. Talk a little bit, Dr. Dixon, about each one of those, if you would.
Sure. So opening the mind is essentially really the first building block, which, as I highlighted a few seconds ago, is really about creating that space for people to share their story. So one of the things we've learned from the grandmas over the years is when someone sits on the bench, the first thing that the grandmas will say is, "Would you like to share your story with me?" Mm-hmm. So that is the entry point. But over and above all of that, you also have the use of nonverbal communication. So we train people how to use nonverbal communication, how to use your eyes when you're interacting with another human being, how to essentially hold space in an empathic way so that you connect with another human being, someone who might be struggling with loneliness, somebody who might be having suicidal ideation and they just don't know how to express themselves. We've learned over the years that level one creates that space for people to start talking. That's why we call it opening the mind. Now, after opening the mind, we have uplifting. Now, we appreciate the fact that, you know, Not everybody who sits on the bench will benefit from just talking to a grandma. Some people might need to be referred to a psychiatrist.
Right.
Some people may present with a psychosis, a severe form of depression. And so the level two, the uplifting, is all about equipping the grandmas with the basic skills of how to identify what we call red flags. A person who might need more than just sharing their stories. And so we train them on how to use validated screening tools, such as the PHQ-9, the GAD-7, the PCL-5 for PTSD. And so the grandmas use these tools to identify red flags and refer those red flags on to the second level of care. That is the sort of uplifting phase.
Right.
And then the last phase, which is strengthening, we call it Kusimbisa in the local language, is really about using elements of behavior activation, activity scheduling, problem solving, and psychoeducation to now sort of really empower the person sitting on the bench. But all of that is rooted in the storytelling. It's rooted in the story that the person presents to the bench. Mm. In a nutshell, that's what it is.
The entire thing is so
elegant.
Elegantly simple.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, and it's so simple that perhaps we're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we're missing a tremendous opportunity. You can read more about this in The Friendship Bench at your favorite bookseller. It's out from New World Library. It's how 14 grandmothers inspired a mental health revolution. Dr. Dixon Shibanda is our life strategist today. He's telling us all about the Friendship Bench. We have much more to learn from Dr. Shibanda right here on Strategies for Living. Don't go away. Stay with us. More to come. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for leaving radio. The dose of radio rehab.
Man, have we got a strategy today. Oh. You just bring the grandmas in and, just get out of the way. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Our life strategist today, Dr. Dixon Shibanda. He is a psychiatrist, a professor of psychiatry, He's written The Friendship Bench, and it's how 14 grandmothers inspired a mental health revolution. It's out from New World Library. You can find it where you buy books. Dr. Shibanda, we should be very clear here that The Friendship Bench started with grandmas, but, you know, it has expanded. So you don't have to be a grandma to get involved in Friendship Bench. In fact, in New Orleans,
yeah,
there's the project is, and you can talk about that. But in your country, Zimbabwe, 3,000 grandmothers are doing the work, and they're the gold standard. But you're inviting other people, you know, but we can learn from the grandmothers. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. And
how other people can start their own friendship benches.
Yeah, so yeah. This concept is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. You're quite right. The friendship bench can be delivered by anybody. You know, we love to talk about our grandmas because the grandmothers are the gold standard. And what I mean when I use the word or phrase gold standard is that they are reliable, they are dependable. Once they join Friendship Bench, they don't leave. And it's a lot more cost effective to train grandmas than to train young people or to train men for that matter. So anyone can do Friendship Bench, but it costs much less to train grandmas because, and I'll tell you, and everything that I'm saying here is based on research. You know, we have well over 100 peer-reviewed scientific publications, including clinical trials, with one of our most seminal publications being in the Journal of the American Medical Association. But our studies show that grandmothers need less supervision than younger people. Mm-hmm. In fact, young people who are trained to do Friendship Bench often get stuck, and they often struggle when dealing with issues around sexuality. Right. And, you know, ironically, it's the grandmothers who tend to be a lot more sensitive, including about issues around LGBTQ plus communities and things like that, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we recently completed this clinical trial where, you know, we were comparing young people delivering Friendship Bench versus grandmothers. And we actually found that the grandmothers were a lot better, you know, and the young people could do it. They could do it as well.
Sure,
but
sure.
It was a lot more expensive to use young people. In fact, it was 3 times the cost of getting a young person to do Friendship Bench in comparison to a grandma.
Wow.
I want to come back to, and we touched on this, the storytelling and the therapeutic benefit, the real therapeutic benefit of storytelling. Talk a little bit about that, Dr. Dixon.
Yeah. Yes, that's really important. Absolutely. The first lesson that I learned from the grandmothers when I first started this work was that human beings connect through stories. Mm. You know, it's kind of obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
yes.
You know, when you're a psychiatrist and you put on your sort of clinician's hat, that never really occurs to you. You're thinking about DSM-5 and symptoms and diagnosis and treatment plan.
Right.
You're not thinking about the story, you know. And so when we immerse ourselves in any story in an empathic and authentic way, magic happens. And this is essentially what we see at the Friendship Bench. You know, whether you're looking at Friendship Bench in Washington, D.C., in Anacostia, where we're running Friendship Bench, or, you know, when we did Friendship Bench in New York City, in the Bronx, and in Harlem, it's kind of the same. You know, when you genuinely immerse yourself in another human being's story with empathy, you know, you you really create a connection which sort of begins the healing process. And it's not about the diagnosis. You know, oftentimes, you know, we think that because you have schizophrenia, all we have to talk about is your medication. Yeah, you know, we do have people who come to Friendship Bench who are taking, you know, risperidone or olanzapine, what, you know, whatever drug you want to mention, you know, right, which treats schizophrenia or psychosis.
Right.
But we greatly improve the quality of life of those people by immersing ourselves in their stories. And yes, that is what's often missing within a clinical setting.
Yes.
I mean, what I'm hearing is that it's that human connection and the power of that. And it can be even more effective than medication alone.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It can be more effective. And, you know, in our clinical trial, which was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the grandmothers were a lot more effective than psychiatrists. They were also a lot more effective than Prozac at 6 months for depression, you know.
Yeah. And of course, it may be a catch-22 the way psychiatry is practiced, especially in the United States. Mm-hmm. I was visiting with a gentleman yesterday who I had referred for, you know, to a local psychiatrist for medication. And I was visiting with him yesterday, as a matter of fact, after his visit to his psychiatrist. And he, you know, they agreed on a medication. But the one thing that he said to me that stuck with me, he said, I was trying to fill him in on some of the things that were going on, and it's like he didn't really care about that. He didn't want to listen to that.
Yeah.
And that's not a slam on psychiatry, because I think you touched on it, Dr. Shabanda. I mean, you get focused and you have a certain amount of time to deal with the patient, and you want to get as many, you want to use that time, and yet that's where the Friendship Bench is so elegant, because it gives the opportunity for people to share all of their story to be heard.
Absolutely, because, you know, as a psychiatrist and a clinician myself, when I am in the hospital, I only have so much time that I can give to a patient,
right,
because I might have to see 20 patients that morning. And so I have to kind of really manage my time. And very often you find that you are just focused on the medication.
Right.
You just want to focus on issues related to the medication. Are you having, you know, are you having side effects? You know, are you sleeping okay? You know, but the actual story doesn't come out.
Right.
And I think this is where, you know, our clinical work falls short. You know, we really need to lean more into stories. But on the other hand, it's probably not possible to always lean into the story, but we could easily have friendship benches in communities, friendship benches where folks in communities work closely with psychiatrists, you know, let the psychiatrist look at the medication and let the community really deal with the stories that connect people who are, you know, living with mental health issues or people who are struggling with loneliness, you know, so we can work together. It's
absolutely
not about bringing down the psychiatrist. We don't want to bring down the psychiatrist or the professional therapists. We want to work together using a stepped care, you know, time shifting approach.
Absolutely. And you've said that mental health is best delivered in communities by people who live in those communities. Expand on that a little bit. Tell us more about that.
People who live in your community are more likely to be aware of the resources that are available in that community, support systems that are available. They are more likely to understand the challenges that you might be facing. They are more likely to be in a better position to signpost you to someone in that community who could help you. They are more likely to engage you in activities happening in your community. What we consistently see in Zimbabwe is when communities work together, they create support groups that enable people who are struggling with depression, with schizophrenia, with substance use disorders, struggling with people living with HIV, bringing them together and creating this cohesive unit that collectively problem solves around different issues that they are facing in those communities. And this is not just in Zimbabwe. We are seeing this in Washington, D.C., in New Orleans, in El Salvador, in London, and more recently, exactly the same thing coming out in Germany, where we have been replicating friendship. And so it's a global phenomenon. This is not just an African thing. Yeah.
You know,
this is across the globe.
You know, you're already in New Orleans. I'm thinking now. We got to do the other side of the state.
Absolutely.
Right here in Shreveport. In fact, I've got the bench picked out.
You know,
downtown around the courthouse. Yeah, I've got the bench in my mind already.
Folks, I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Well, we're going to get you to Shreveport. We got you to New Orleans. We're going to get you up here to Shreveport and Fiji even better. The Friendship Bench, how 14 grandmothers inspired a mental health revolution. The book is out from New World Library. Dr. Dixon Shibanda is the author, and he's our life strategist today, right here on Strategies for Living. And we've got more. We've got more to learn. So stay with us right here on Strategies.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family. Passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with Dr. Dixon Shibanda today, our life strategist here on Strategies for Living. He is the author of The Friendship Bench, How 14 Grandmothers Inspired a Mental Health Revolution. And, you know, I'm thinking, Dr. Dixon and Lauren, I'm I'm kind of thinking about a lot of things. I'm a grandpa, not a grandma.
Yes.
But I'm kind of thinking in my mind, and I want to know more about starting one. But I'm kind of thinking in a way, strategies for living for the last 30 years has kind of been
a form of
a friendship.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we hope.
How can ordinary people,
just anyone that's listening, join the movement? I know that if people get the book, there's a place that that you can go to. It's a friendshipbench.org.
So anyone interested in starting a friendship bench, I would say the first port of call is to go to our website, which is www.friendshipbench.org, and you will find this page, which essentially asks you whether you want to join the movement. You click on that tab. It'll then take you to a few questions. Are you an individual? Are you a school? Are you a university? Are you, whatever it is that you are, and then you click appropriately, and we will respond to that and give you some tips on how you can start a friendship bench. You can also join our trainings. And here's one of the beauties of what we're trying to do at the moment. So if you are 65 and above and you want to be trained in the friendship bench approach, it's free. Because we really want to tap into the wisdom of those who have lived long years and they carry the battle scars of life. We want to equip them on how to reach out and make a difference in their community. So if you're 65 and above, you can have a free training of friendship bench, and I'll do it all. So I also talk about joining the movement in the book. Right at the end of the book, you can actually see how you can join the movement and start a friendship bench in your community. Yeah.
Dr. Shibanda, what's the most important thing that you want people to know about, especially people who are dealing and healing, beginning to are in process of healing from trauma? What is it that you want people to know?
What I want people to know is that you do not need to be a psychiatrist or a trained therapist to reach out and make a difference in another person's life. What you need to primarily be able to do is to create space for people to share their stories. And that is our level one training. How do you use empathy as a tool? That's essentially what I would like people out there to know. Yeah. One of the challenges that we face in the world today is the over medicalization of human suffering.
Amen.
And that often discourages people from reaching out to help, to help others. But actually, what I've learned, not only in Zimbabwe, but across the globe, is that communities are powerful. Communities have solutions. Communities have resources.
What's your hope? What's your vision for the future of mental health care? What does that look like?
My vision is a continued demedicalization of human suffering. Now, that's not to say we don't need psychiatrists. We do need psychiatrists.
Right.
But I think there's just been too much emphasis on labeling people and giving everyone a diagnosis. There's room for that. There's room for that, definitely. But I think what is even more fundamental and more powerful is the human story, because it's the human story that connects us together. And that's the one thing that we share universally, regardless of ethnicity and race.
Absolutely.
Dr. Shibanda, one of the things that I appreciate in the book, in the Friendship Bench, is your courage to share your own healing story, because you write beautifully about after losing Erica, it was traumatic for you. And, I appreciate you sharing your story with us. I think that is healing in and of itself to know that a professor, a medical doctor, a psychiatrist is not immune. I mean, so many times we put you guys up on a pedestal, you know, as if you're not human. Once we put that white coat on you, you know. But thank you. Thank you for beautifully telling your story.
Thank you very much. Thank you for letting me do that. And thank you for having me and allowing me to share about that story.
Well, I mean, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
People are grieving. You know, we mentioned loneliness. We mentioned depression. Mm-hmm. But if you're living, loss and living go together.
Right.
I mean, and so grieving is a part of the human condition. What is it that what is it that you want to share or let people know about experiencing deep grief?
Well, in my book, I talk about pain being inevitable in life, but I also, at the same time, talk about healing also being possible in the face of that pain.
Right.
So while pain is inevitable, so is healing, you know, and so that gives us hope. But for us to move from pain to healing, we have to have people around us who are able to embrace our stories, you know, with empathy, people who are able to embrace our stories with respect and understanding, you know, and this is what the world is struggling with. And I believe this is why we have an epidemic of loneliness, an epidemic of suicide. We are not embracing each other's stories. We have that's what I think. So it's going back to creating that space for storytelling, because it's through stories that human beings connect.
I tell you, this book, The Friendship Bench, needs to be in every household.
Yes.
It's called The Friendship Bench. Dixon Shibanda, MD, Dr. Dixon Shibanda, is the author. It's out from New World Library, and I hope you will get a copy and consider where you're going to place your own friendship bench.
How you can support them.
How you can support.
And each other in the community.
Absolutely. We'll be back to wrap our conversation up today with Dr. Dixon Shibanda. In the meantime, you can continue the conversation. Go get a copy of The Friendship Bench, 14 Grandmothers Inspiring a Mental Health Revolution.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our families lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pentel's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pentel at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pentel Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with Dr. Dixon Shibanda today, the author of a beautiful book. You got to get this book. It's called The Friendship Bench, How 14 Grandmothers Inspired a Mental Health Revolution. It's out from New World Library. I hope you'll get it. Dr. Shibanda, I wish we had another 3 or 4 hours that we could talk about this. Unfortunately, we don't. So what do you want to leave us with today? What do you want us to be left to consider from our time?
I think the key take-home message is that every one of us is a healer, because intuitively every human being understands what empathy is, you know, what it means to use expressed empathy, how to make other people feel respected and understood, and how to essentially use nonverbal communication, the basic elements of human communication. So the take-home message is we need to go back to the basic elements of human communication and create space for people around us to feel comfortable to share their stories. And the final take-home message, the key thing is to make people feel comfortable to feel vulnerable in our presence, because when they do that, they tell authentic stories.
Absolutely.
Which are full.
Absolutely.
And what a world it could be.
Yes.
Love it. Thank you.
Dr. Dixon Shibanda, thank you so much for being a great life strategist today on Strategies for Living. And folks, thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Folks, thank you. Thank you for being here on Strategies for Living. We appreciate you, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pentel Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan and for Dr. Dixon Shibanda, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.